Fred.
Good morning.
Hey, Fred, you sound fantastic.
Good morning. It's a lovely day in Kohala.
You're so lucky. Oh, man, you know what? We're going to go at this starting with the night that Kamehameha was born, if you don't mind. Fred, take us back to that night.
Okay, let's go back to the night when Kamehameha was born. By all accounts, it was a night of tremendous omens and signs that nature was giving, which Hawaiians considered to be very significant for the birth of royalty.
Like what, Fred?
Like what kind of signs? The oceans were roaring, the waves were pounding, the thunder was great, the lightning was awesome. And it was all those signs that a royal child was being born.
Where is Kokoiki?
Kokoiki is an ahupua'a in North Hawaii, in the district of Kohala. It's very close to the northernmost point of the island. You know, Hawaiians had place names for everywhere. And right in Kokoiki, there's a small little strip of sand that a canoe could land. And that little strip of sand in that area is called Kapa'akai. Some others pronounce it Kapa'akai. In the ahupua'a of Kokoiki, in the moku of Kohala.
Mm.
And if one goes to Kokoiki today and you look around Kokoiki, it's barren. Trees hardly grow because it's so windy, it's windblown, it's very desolate. Why would Kamehameha be born here? Why would his mother, Kekuapuiba, decide to have the baby at that desolate area?
Exactly.
Yes, reason number one. At that time, the king of Hawaii was Alapai Nui, and he wanted to seek revenge on the raiding invasion by Kekauliki. And therefore, he said, we're not going to let him get away with this. Let's gather our armies at Upolo, at the north end of Kohala, wait for the right moment to attack Maui. And one of the generals, if you believe Keoua was Kamehameha's father, he was there, and his wife, Kekuapuiva, was with him. So they were there because the army was waiting to invade Maui. That's the primary reason.
Hmm.
Of course, we have another reason, and that takes another story that says that his father was actually Kahikili, high chief of Maui, that Kamehameha was conceived on Maui, and his life was being threatened, so he was being brought home. His pregnant mother was coming across the channel, and in some accounts, he was born in a canoe. Kamehameha was born in a canoe, if you believe Kahikili was his father, as his mother was coming back from Maui to seek safety in Kohala. The baby was born in a canoe, and they couldn't do anything. They just had to let baby sit there, and the umbilical cord was still. They rushed to the nearest point of land they could find. It was at Kapa'akai. It's the only place you can land a canoe.
Oh, what the start of a life. And even his early years, he was in hiding. Is that correct?
Yes, because his life was being threatened. His mother, Kekuapuiva, chose very carefully a kahu, a guardian, who was assigned to take care of Kamehameha. His name was High Chief Na'e'ole of Kohala. And as he moved Kamehameha from Kokoiki to Avini, different things happened along his secretive route. And the place names of Kohala describe exactly what happened on that route. For example, we all know the little town of Hawi, H-A-W-I, Hawi. And what it means is the breath of hunger, because as they were there with this newborn child waiting, the wet nurse that should have been there was not there. The wet nurse was not there to feed this infant, and therefore he began crying, hunger. The cry of hunger, ha, breath, v, hunger. For those who really want to see Kamehameha being celebrated and honored the way he should be, come to Kohala. This is the land of his birth. He is a son of Kohala, and we are very, very proud of that. Come join us. Come visit. Come talk story with me at the gym at Kamehameha Park, please. Okay, Noe.
Thank
aloha,
you so much.
Thank you very much for letting us people in Kohala celebrate the greatest Hawaiian that ever lived.
Aloha. Thank you so much.
Aloha.